Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's been behind the scenes some sticky wicket situation happening where apparently, Cleary, you join me here for a moment to clear this up because you're on the producer chat. But Jeff, who produces the B. Mitch and Finley show, has been very angry because he's alleging that somebody stole food of his out of the refrigerator.
Yes. Yeah, so this was right after the B. Mitch and Finley show. Jeff was very angry, just kind of running around after the show and was wondering where his seafood salad was. And
now, by his seafood salad, I'm assuming this is part of the gigantic spread, the biggest spread I've ever seen in the history of spreads, that the junkies got this morning to kick off the NFL season. So Jeff took a pile of food and put it away for himself in the fridge to take home.
Exactly, yeah. It was a side seafood salad that Jeff then put in the fridge and was expecting to take home to his mom, actually.
Okay.
And So, and then around 2:02, CK, our boss, sends an email out being like, hey, like, if there's food in the fridge, and he sent this out to the entire office, if there's food in the fridge, you should not be taking that. And if you took the seafood salad, then you should then return it to the refrigerator. And then right after that, Jeff texts our producer's group chat and goes, I also have Tom, our engineer, looking at the cameras for me, so whoever it was will get some words tomorrow or Friday.
And Jeff's actually upset.
Now, Jeff is legit mad.
Just super quick, respectfully, I believe the engineer working here at the radio station, the cluster radio stations, might have more important things to do than look over security footage for leftover seafood salad from the Junkies food drop from this morning. And I'd just like to offer that.
But if I know Jeff, not according to him. Jeff's going to want him to work on whatever this big controversy is. So we're all wondering what happened with the pasta salad or whatever the hell it is.
The seafood salad. And I will say there are some new texts in the group chat. I mean, it is tough. It is really tough.
So Jeff's really upset about it.
Jeff is really upset. It is
So here's what's amazing. These guys are trying to crack the case in the studio. Mm-hmm. And in walks Chris Russell, who's now joining us. Check him out on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube camera. I'm going to spin it to you, Reenie, as Hello. You're now
there he is.
Under
Hello.
The eyes of Sauron. And we find out Russell ate his seafood salad out of the refrigerator.
No, untrue. I grabbed the tub of seafood salad, which did not have his name on it,
in the fridge.
That was from a catered food drop from Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company in Manassas. Good product. Great product. They brought us food. Remember when you stole all my crab cakes 2 weeks ago?
No.
Yes.
It's not.
You stole
thing.
All my crab cakes. Anyway.
Wait a minute.
a restaurant brought in crab cakes for his show and our show is what he's referencing.
No, it was for my show.
I'm sure. And then they brought crab cakes over and gave them to us, and we ate some crab cakes.
And took all of them and acted like there were none left, and then eventually brought them back like 20 minutes later.
Can we get to the point?
Yeah.
There was food in the refrigerator where people keep their food, and you ate it.
Right. Hang on a second. I did not eat it.
There was a tub of the seafood salad with the labeling for the restaurant, Jumbo Lump Crab Cake.
Okay.
No name on it, no tag, no paper, no nothing. Hey, this is Jeff's, this is Jeff's mama's, you know, whatever. Junkies do not eat, nothing. So I grabbed it. I forgot that I had brought in lunch. I grabbed it. I was going to have it for lunch. But it was a catered food drop to the station, not to Jeff Walker.
There is a table. There are multiple tables here where the common area is.
It was delivered at like 8:30 in the morning. You're not going to leave seafood salad out until 2 in the afternoon.
Danny, I can't wrap my head around the logic that once it makes it into the fridge, he's going to pull it back out.
There is no law, no rule that says if it's in the fridge as opposed to on a counter, it's not fair game.
Yes, because there's never
It was not
once...
privately wrapped. It was not put in a Ziploc bag or aluminum foil or in a lunch bag or anything else. It was not privately wrapped or identified in any way, shape, or form. If somebody doesn't want something ate or eaten, you label it. You say, this is Grant Paulson's wonton soup container.
But Danny, there's never any common food. There's never any shared food. There's never, as long as I've worked
What
here,
do you call a food drop? That is common shared food.
Out. In the refrigerator.
When it doesn't
out.
Matter. It doesn't matter.
Respectfully, it matters a lot.
Food is put in the refrigerator all the time from food drops.
Food that they're going to eat.
No, from food drops.
Never.
Yes. It's wrong.
It's in the kitchen area. It's out. It's in that little common area, that little tiny table. No. It's out. If it's out, fair game.
If it's out, fair game.
If it's away, you have to take a second order effect to go into somewhere, remove it, and then serve yourself.
Shouldn't it
versus
be,
out.
Shouldn't it be labeled if it is put in the refrigerator, which it has to be because it's got mayonnaise and shrimp and whatever. You don't want that stuff sitting out for 6 hours.
You totally don't.
Shouldn't it be put in the refrigerator? Jeff Walker, no. I work here.
He's got to go find a Sharpie or some sort of labeling system.
Oh, I'm
system
sorry to inconvenience him.
Well, he's working.
He probably...
He doesn't work. He's never in the studio.
He probably assumed, like I would have, like Danny would have, and everyone else that works here, as soon as it goes into the refrigerator, it's off limits.
There is no law, no rule, no set of bylaws that says in the refrigerator versus out of the refrigerator.
I mean, it's common parlance. What is like if we go to a restaurant for lunch and I put my leftovers in there, are you just going to go rip them out because they look tasty?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, because that's not a station food drop.
But if you open the fridge on a normal day and you just see food in there.
Right, it's not a station food drop. But that's the distinguishing factor.
By the way, CK sent out an email to everyone about not stealing people's food.
Yeah.
And he's now on the hotline listening right now.
That's great. That's awesome.
That's great.
Chris, I knew you were a weirdo. I knew you were an alien. I didn't know you're also a monster. This is unbelievable that you would do this.
No, this is ridiculous, CK.
CK, he's claiming that it's the same as
the commentator. It's a food drop. It's the same damn thing.
It's a food drop on the table outside the studio.
You can't keep this out for 6 hours.
The leftovers of a food drop go to the kitchen to one of the tables there. This was neither one of those things.
You can't keep it out for 6 hours, CK.
It wasn't, Chris, it doesn't matter whether you can keep it out for 6 hours or not. It wasn't yours. You took other.
It should have been labeled food. "Do not eat."
You
this think, is Jeff's. This
think
is
you're
whatever.
The crab cake king now. You think if you got a little endorsement deal or whatever that you're the crab cake king, and you're not the crab cake king.
JumboLumpCakes.com, CK.
I think that's what's so amazing is if you've worked in radio for 1 hour, but before you learn what you can and can't say, how to tease to break. Chris, the first thing you learn is how food drops work. And when the food comes, there's a table.
There's a protocol.
It's up for grabs. When to your point, occasionally it's been out on the table for a while. It gets moved into the other table in the kitchen where anyone in the whole building can grab it. I've never in my life, have you? You've worked in radio for almost 30 years. Have you ever heard of a common area food in the refrigerator?
It's never, ever, ever been done. No one has ever done what Chris did and then walked around like he did the right thing. It's unbelievable.
I put it back. Of course I did the right thing.
Where is it now?
As soon as I was made aware.
You put it back?
I put it back in the refrigerator.
Where was it?
It was in the refrigerator, and then it was with me for 5 minutes, and then I saw the note and everybody laughing like a bunch of stupid hyenas. In the history of radio, there's a rule. I bet you if you open up the Odyssey DC playbook, there ain't nothing about refrigerator versus counter in there.
Until there is, I don't want any blame.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
What Odyssey DC playbook are you talking about?
Whatever. Rule book, guidelines, whatever.
Yeah, to borrow from a few good men, people eat lunch every day and there's no rule about it in the Marines. Like, we figure it out. It's being a human being.
We are the crazy people, by the way.
I figured it out. I was apparently wrong. Apparently. And I put it back.
How long did you have, even a spoon? How long did you have?
I put a little pepper in it. That's it.
You added pepper?
Yeah. I thought it was for everybody. I'm sorry.
Hold on. So you thought it was for everyone and still added pepper?
Yes.
To the whole thing?
I put a package of pepper on the top of the seafood salad. And then all of a sudden I saw the email.
Oh, my God.
I thought I was right.
Does everyone love pepper?
It was a common food drop.
No, there was nobody's name
on the damn product.
Obama style, nobody's name. All of a sudden,
the refrigerator has become like King Tut, and we're gold mining for food.
Wait a minute.
Let me be clear. You got it out of the fridge. You weren't going to eat the whole thing, but you said, "Oh, this is for everyone."
No, I was going to eat the whole thing.
You damn well better have your name on your lunch tomorrow, Chris, or I'm eating it.
That's why I keep it in...
When you put your giant salad in, you better have your name on it tomorrow.
That big beverage is mine.
You clowns are missing the point, and I see all the phone lines. Russell is right. Team Russell. I see all of you people. I appreciate all of you people. You guys are the wrong ones because it was a common food drop. There is a difference between me bringing a salad in that is clearly brought in from home that is clearly not for everyone versus Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company bringing in a buffet spread for the junkies who ate everything, and then Jeff crying and whining about food that he didn't pay for that was taken and going to the damn boss. Why doesn't he do what he's supposed to do? Do a podcast or something instead of going crying and whining to the boss. You have other stuff to do, CK.
Chris, your salads could feed a Ruby Tuesday, so you better have your name on it tomorrow when you bring that in, okay?
Okay.
CK, we got to go or our program manager is going to be upset.
He does get annoyed.
Yeah, he likes to be on top.
Who's your program manager?
I botched it. It's brand manager, I think.
Oh, sorry.
Senior brand manager of development and innovation.
Yeah, all things Odyssey. Rini, you're on the hot seat, and I'm normally Team Russell. I can't help you today.
There's a lot of Russell is right. Team Russell's on there, I'm just telling you.
I think you should take those calls. When food's in the refrigerator... and you didn't put it there, you can't eat it.
And you can't season it for everyone else.
I'm going to look.
That's the best part.
I didn't season it. I seasoned it for me.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I had to say yes just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.